3 weeks ago, the Broncos had a three-game lead with three to play. They did not want it to come to this point, but it has. A winner-take-all matchup at San Diego this Sunday with a playoff berth on the line. Everything the Broncos have worked for, OTAs, training camp, preseason, and now 16 weeks, it's come to this. They know what's at stake.
I'm looking forward to this one. It's going to be fun. You know, I mean, it's been up and down, but I think if you would have told us we had a shot at it the last game in San Diego, we probably would have taken it. So, you know, we're ready.
I mean, we've worked hard all season and off season. You win your games in off season, and we're going to see who had the better off season. So it comes down to this last one.
Yeah, I you know, it's we were a little upset that we lost the last game, but at the same time, you know, look at what's in front of us. I mean, we got the chance to go out there. You know, you win or go home. I mean, this is our first playoff game.
The Broncos come in losers of two straight, while the Chargers are hot, winners of three in a row. Experts have the Broncos as underdogs, but head coach Mike Shanahan says that is why you play and coach the game.
Yeah, I think it's something that you look forward to. I mean, that's why you know, coach in this business. That's why you play in this business, for these type of opportunities. And, you know how big, you know what the stakes are. And you work through the offseason to get to this point, and you know, all of a sudden you got an opportunity to win the division and got a playoff game in your backyard, so hopefully we can take advantage of it.
From the outside looking in, I mean, pressure from outside of naysayers saying that, oh, there's no way we can win. We're not feeding into that. We're just focused on each individual guy coming together collectively to get the job done.
The last time these two teams met, it was a wild finish in week two. The Broncos scored a final touchdown with under a minute and converted a two-point conversion for the win. In that game, Denver put up 486 yards of total offense, which included 18 receptions by Brandon Marshall.
I hope they double me, triple me, put the whole team on me. I hope they do that so it'll be easier for Eddie to get the ball and he'll be singled up. Tony Scheffler, Daniel Graham. So we got some weapons, man. So I hope they pay a lot of attention to me and leave a few other guys one-on-one.
Our mindset is on what happened in week two. I mean, that was so long ago. Our focus right now is trying to stop their momentum. The past 2 weeks, they've played well, and they have everybody relatively healthy with the center back in there, LT running well. Gates look like the toe's not hampering him as much now, so they're firing all cylinders right now. Our focal point is it's a totally different team than when we faced them in week two, so we're excited about the challenge.
You know, they're similar. You know, they have a few different things defensively. Obviously, a new defensive coordinator, but, you know, basically the same system that they've been doing offensively, special teams. A few little wrinkles on defense that they've changed. But other than that, you know, same personnel.
And one thing the Broncos do have on their side is winning big games on the road. The Broncos are 4-3 away from Invesco Field at Mile High, with big road wins in Atlanta and New York.
Well, you know, when you're on the road, you know, you got to have a lot more focus. Not saying that you don't need focus at home, but when you're on the road, you know, it's like a team against the world. You know, you just have to concentrate more. And, you know, on the road, we've been able to play good. You know, we focus, you know, a lot on the road. And we just had to do that this week going into the game on Sunday.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.